The following shiur has been presented by Rav Ari Adler, Pesach Inn and member of Kotel Merkas HaTorah of Los Angeles, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, discusses the halacha of chatzanim v'zogim shaloi de kechavim. Tani Rabbanon, ha-chatzanim v'zogim shaloi de kechavim, lachin asurim yivei shemutarim. The grape seeds and the skins of the grapes of goyim. In other words, when the goyim pressed the grapes into wine, the chatzanim and the zogim, the pits, the seeds of the grapes and the skins of the grapes, would have sat in the wine a little bit. These chatzanim and zogim are aser, lachin asurin, as long as they're moist, they're aser, yiveshim mutarin. Once they dry out, they're mutter. Hey ninu lachin, hey ninu yiveshim, what's called moist and what's called dried? Omer av yudam hashmuel, lachin kol yud beis chaydesh, yiveshim la'acha yud beis chaydesh. That for 12 months they're called moist, after 12 months, then they're called dried out, and then they are mutter. And the Gemara brings a number of other halachos where we say, in terms of wine products, that durdia, which is shmara yain, the sediments of wine, or again later by purtzini, by the wine, by the grape seeds, that after 12 months, when they dry out, they become mutter. Toises dirmaschal durdia darmoi brings Rabbeinu Ephraim, who said that shmarim shalev dekechavim, that sediments of goyim, once they're dried out for 12 months, become mutter, says Ibn Ephraim, who then if they're dried out in an oven till they're totally dry, they become mutter, just as if they'd been dried for 12 months. And based on this, he was matter sediments of goyim that were dried in an oven and then used as an ingredient in pas. Rabbi Natan was makbid on him, and he said it's not true, because the halachas of our Gemara of durdia and purtzini, of the sediments of wine and the grape seeds, is only after they've been tumden, after they've been washed, soaked in water, and after they all the a great amount of the taste of the wine had been drawn out through being soaked in water and being washed in water. Then only after that does yud beis chaydesh help. Only after that does it help to wait 12 months. But without tumden, without washing them and soaking them in water, the waiting 12 months does not matter them. Ebein Otam ends with a very strong shprach, v'hamoyre yoyre kiben seiru moyre, that one who paskins like Ebein Ephraim is paskining like a ben seiru moyre. So Rabbi Natan strongly argues with Rabbi Ephraim and says that yibush betanur, drying in an oven, is not sufficient to be matir the sediment or the grape seeds of goyim. You need first to wash them and soak them in water, and only then does yibush yud beis chodesh help. Only then does waiting 12 months help. It's not 100% clear from Tosfos what Rabbi Natan held in terms of the actual question whether drying in a tanur has a halacha like waiting yud beis chodesh. In the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rabbi Natan, in Siman Kuf Chaf Gimel Sif Yudalid, paskins that chartzanim, grape seeds, are only mutzer if they were first washed and soaked in water, tumdan, and then they were dried for yud beis chodesh. And the Shulchan Aruch writes, "V'hani mili keshetamden u'mayim tchila, avim loy tamden asurin le'olam afilo yibsham betanur." Says the Shulchan Aruch, but if they weren't washed in water, they weren't soaked in water, then they're asur forever, even if you dry them in a oven. The Lashon Shulchan Aruch would indicate, and Paiskim or Medayik this, that if they were washed, then yibush betanur, then being dried in the tanur, would be even better than being dried for yud beis chodesh. So again, it seems from the Shulchan Aruch that if they were washed and soaked in water, and then they were either left for yud beis chodesh or dried in a tanner, they would be mutter, but only, again, only if they were first soaked in water, and then you had either yud beis chodesh or yibush betanur. The Pischei Tshuva there brings in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer Yerdei Samikuf Yud Zayin a very practical and interesting shaila. In the time of the Chasam Sofer, it was Nischadesh, they discovered a way to make oil out of grape seeds. we now know this product called grapeseed oil. And they would take these grape seeds and process them and extract oil from the seeds. And that would be a oil that one could use for cooking and other types of food necessities. Says the Chasam Sofer that this oil is mutter, even if they were made of grape seeds which were absorbed with Yei Nesach. The grapeseed oil is still mutter, and he gives two reasons. Number one, even if we say that the koyach hayayin shebechatzanim, that the wine absorbed in the chatzanim changed and became now a part of this grapeseed oil, it's still mutter, because there's famous Rabbeinu Yoina, de'im nishtane basar l'dvash mutter. Rabbeinu Yoina is really discussing, Rabbeinu Yoina is brought in the Magen Avraham, in Siman Reish Tes Zayin, in Er Chaim. He's discussing something called musk. Musk is a type of scent, a type of fragrance, which was made from a gland of a deer. And Rabbeinu Yoina says it was made, really it starts off as blood, and the blood turns into this type of scent. And the place we discussed, maybe it should be usur to put this musk into a food because it's really dam, it's really originated from dam, it's originated from blood. Rabbeinu Yoina says it's mutter because now it's totally changed from blood to musk, to this fragrance, and it's no different than basar that was left to sit in divash. If one put treif of meat in honey and waited months and months, eventually the honey actually decomposes the meat and all you have left is honey. It's mutter to eat that honey. So therefore, it's mutter to put this musk, to put this fragrance even into food. It's nishtane, it's totally different than its original state, and therefore it's mutter, it loses its status of being a davar aser. Says the Chasam Sofer, the same halacha applies to these chatzanim, that even if you'll say that the koyach hayayin shebechatzanim, the wine absorbed in the grape seeds, now changed into the oil, but it's changed so much that we can no longer look at it as a davar asur. It's become a totally new item, and it's a davar hamutter now. Now it's a permissible item. And the Chasam Sofer adds, and if you'll say, maybe there's still some absorption, some little bit of wine that ends up in the finished product, in the grapeseed oil, he says, Kam Yisrael tamu v'lo hirgisha bo tam yayin. We know that many Jews have already tasted it, and tell us there's no wine taste at all in the grapeseed oil. There's no tam, and therefore there is no problem to use this grapeseed oil. The Sefer Likutei Ha'aretz on the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer brings that many G'dayli Ha'achreinim, many Poskim, take issue with the Chasam Sofer, the Marshag, the Marsham, and others discuss and are not maskim to the heter of the Chasam Sofer. This has become a more current shaila again, especially when it comes Pesach time. We know that when Pesach comes, we don't eat kidneys. And many of the common oils that are used are kidneys oils. The canola oil is kidneys. And therefore, we have to look for a substitute for people to cook on Pesach. So one of the common oils that's used as a substitute is cottonseed oil. However, there are Rabbanim, especially in Yerushalayim, the Menchaz Yitzchak, I believe, held that cottonseed is also kidneys. And therefore, according to the Menchas Yitzchak and the Minhag Yerushalayim, one would not be able to use cottonseed oil either. And many are makbid on that on Pesach. So they need to find an eitzah. What kind of oil can we use? So many decided to use grapeseed oil. And this has become a common product when it comes to Pesach time. You'll find in the stores grapeseed oil bottled kosher le Pesach. And that's a oil that can be used on Pesach. But then we get back to the original Shaila. Maybe there's a worse problem here than kidneys. Maybe we have an actual Isser of Yei Nesach. Maybe there's Yei Nesach that's absorbed in these grape seeds. And therefore the grape seed oil maybe should be Asr based on Hilchas Yei Nesach. So there are basically two Mahalchim in Poskim, in current day Poskim, how to approach the Shaila. One mahalach, taken by certain rabbanim, was that the shaila is bechlal not a shaila, the shaila is not an issue at all, because they were able to identify grape seeds that were taken out of the wine or out of the grape juice mixture right after the wine, the grapes were pressed. And they never sat in the grape juice for 24 hours. And these Rabbanim said that since they didn't sit there for 24 hours, there's no way for the chatzan and for the grape seeds to absorb the tam of the yei nesach. And therefore, there's no shayla at all. The whole Chasam Sofer was discussing a case where the chatzanin had absorbed yenesech. These chatzanin that we identified that were not soaked in the grape juice for 24 hours, never were beileya yenesech. Hagoyim Shlomo Miller, Shlita, argued with this. And he said, it can't be that our Gemara is only discussing chatzanin that were soaked in the grape juice for 24 hours and became kovush kimevushal. Because Rabbi Yochanan Shita in Chulin is that there's no halach of kovush kimevushal. Something soaked for 24 hours does not absorb the taste if there was no heat. So how is Rabbi Yochanan going to learn our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says chatzanin shall have dekichavim or aser. Our Mishnah says that grape seeds of goyim are aser. According to Rabbi Yochanan, they should never be aser because they never absorb the taste of the grape juice, even if they had sat in the juice for 24 hours. So it must be that the mechanism in which the chatzanim absorb the wine is not based on kovash kemevushal. And even if we'll say the Nei Debihuda says that Rabbi Yochanan agrees that kovash kemevushal at least makes some what of an absorption kedei klipa, but for the kedei klipa, for that little absorption, it should be enough to soak the chatzanim 3 days ma'as less, something called mila v'iri, we learned in the sugyas. So the Mishnah says clearly chatzanim shalav dekechav mar also doesn't give any eitzes of mila v'iri. Says Hagoyin of Shalom Miller, it must be that the iser of chatzanim is independent of the halach of kovash kemefushal. And like the Pashtus and Mishnah, it's usur immediately. As soon as the chatzanim are in the grape juice mixture, as soon as it becomes usur, we will see later in the Masechta that as soon as the guy takes a little bit of the juice out of the mixture, it becomes usur b'hilchos yei nesach. And the Metzius, they do take a sample of the grape juice very soon after the pressing. So there's hamshacha, which makes the grape juice into yei nesach. Immediately the chatzanim absorb some of the grape juice, even without the mechanism of kovash kemevushal. And he brings another raya to this, from the Shulta Giboirim, in Asugya, B'Shem Riaz, that says that only chatzanim and zogim, only the grape seeds and the skins of the grapes become aser, shem minapri atzim, because they are an intrinsic part of the grape. But the stems don't become aser even though they sit in the grape juice. Says Agoyin of Shlomo Miller, it must be that the stems did not sit there for 24 hours, because if they had sat there for 24 hours, then there would be a halacha of kovash kemevushal. They would absorb like any other material absorbs in 24 hours. So it must be the Shulta Giboirim I was discussing before 24 hours. And still he says that the chatzanim v'zogim, the grape seeds and the grape skins, absorb the wine, shehem mina priatzim, because they are a part of the grape. So, says Rav Shlomo Miller, either we're more machmir when it comes to these things because they're part of the grape, or maybe b'mitzius, since they already have some grape taste in them, when they're part of the grape, they more easily absorb the grape flavor, and therefore, they would absorb the tam of the einesech immediately, even without kovash kemevushal. And that seems to be the maskana of most poiskim, that immediately the chatzanim would be beileya, the tam of the yei nesach. The other mahalach to be matir the grape seed oil is to go with the truest chasam sofer based on the sheet of Rabbeinu Yonah that we mentioned earlier, that an issa shenishtana, a davar aser which totally changed form, loses its status of being a davar aser. And the Chasam Sofer uses it for grapeseed oil. The Mishnah Brura in Simen Resh Tes Zayin brings a Prima Gadim who seems to be Soymech on Rabbeinu Yonah al Kopanim for an Issa D'Rabbanan. At least for an Issa D'Rabbanan, he's Soymech on Rabbeinu Yonah that if it's changed form so much that it's a whole different item, the Isser is not applicable to the new item, and therefore it would be mutter, since the Isser Stam Yeinam is only an Isser Dirabanan. However, as we mentioned, in the Kutei Oros and the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, it does bring many poiskim who argue with the Chasam Sofer, the Marshag and the Marsham. Hagoyin of Shlomo Miller quotes the Goyin in Siman Ish Tezayin on the Magen Avraham, who discusses the Rabbeinu Yoina, and the Goyin has a different understanding of Rabbeinu Yoina, which would not apply to our shayla of grape seed oil. The Goyin learns Rabbeinu Yoina based on the words of the Ran, who says that when meat is put in dvash, first the meat decomposes to where it's not really edible at all, and only then turns into dvash. So it's going through a stage where it's really Mr. Sari, it's inedible, and then changes into honey. In that case, it's mutter. But if it's not going through a stage where it's inedible, if it's going straight from item A to item B, if it's changing from wine or something with the tam of wine into oil without becoming inedible and totally Mr. Sari first, then Rabbeinu Yoina's heter would not apply. Interestingly, this Shaila about the din of Rabbeinu Yoina, about Isser Shenishtane, and Isser which has changed form very significantly, is it still Usser, is the basis of another very common and very often discussed Shaila when it comes to Pesach, the Shaila of Kitnias Shenishtanu. Many, many chemicals now are made from a base of corn, and then enzymes grow on the corn, and from these enzymes, they create things such as aspartame, NutraSweet, which is a sweetener for diet sodas, or citric acid. So again, we begin with kidneys, we begin with corn, but then it's nishtan, very significantly, it changes form very significantly with enzymes until the corn is gone. Now we have either NutraSweet or we have citric acid. And again, the poskim discuss whether Kitnis Shenishtanu is mutter. And there are Hashgach organizations that accept Kitnis Shenishtanu as kosher lePesach based on this Rabbeinu Yoina. We have the Mishnah Brura, who paskins like the Prima Gadim, that akoponim for an Issa Drabanan, Kitnis is only a minug, it's not worse than an Issa Drabanan, and therefore we can rely on Rabbeinu Yoina that since the Kitnis changed form so significantly that they that item becomes mutter, the NutraSweet or the citric acid is mutter. Whereas other Paiskim, Rabbi Yashiv is quoted as holding this way, and Hagoyin of Shlomo Miller seems to hold this way, that Kitnis Shenishtanu would not be mutter. We only apply Rabbeinu Yoina if in the middle there's a stage where the product becomes totally inedible, but just the fact that it changed form is not enough to allow that product. So to sum up, getting back to the shaila of the grape seed oil, to sum up the halacha, one really has to, if one wants to buy the product, one really has to find out what mahalach the oil is made under. In certain cases, the rabbanim machshirim are using the heterim, either the heter that it wasn't kovush me'as la'es, or the heter of the chasam sofer of nishtane, which again has a strong marker in the Mishnah Brura that by Isser Dirabanan one can be soymech on it, and as they pass in the Chasam Sofer, so clearly has a strong basis for this mahalach. Other Rabbanim Achshirim are very makbid that it be made with a tamdan v'yibshan, that the grape seeds should first be washed very well, soaked very well in water, and then dried in an oven at very high temperatures, which, as we've seen in the Shulchan Aruch, has a halacha like Yud Beis Chodesh. And if one makes grape seed oil from these grape seeds, then l'chura, we've been yotze l'chol hadeis, then this grape seed oil, which has been done with a tamdan v'yivshan, is clearly mutter, as we see in our Gemara.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.